Hola from Caracas, Venezuela, revolutionary Venezuela. This is Jim McElroy with Coral Winter. It's the 2nd of June and we are reporting our second report on some of the recent developments that have been happening in Venezuelan politics. It's been a rather tumultuous couple of weeks in Venezuela. First of all, the UNT Congress, which is the National Union of Workers, the main progressive union federation in Venezuela, held their Congress last week with high expectations. Something like 3,000 delegates were eventually credentialed for this Congress, which was a fantastic achievement. Unfortunately, the results of the Congress didn't bear out the hopes because due to internal differences, factional differences within the UNT, which have been long-standing, the Congress was eventually suspended. In fact, on the final day, the Saturday, there was actually a fight on the stage, chairs were thrown and so on. It was a bit of a mess. But the result was that the majority grouping remained in the Congress hall and continued with the meeting. The main minority groupings went outside the hall or into another room, so that we have in effect a suspension of the Congress, and at this stage we're not sure where it all goes from here. There were political differences which have been long-standing between the different groups, but the point that provoked the actual separation was the question of whether elections for union positions, UNT positions, would be held this year before the very important presidential elections, national president elections to re-elect President Chavez, or whether they would be held next year. Obviously there are much deeper political differences that lie behind that, and we will have to watch this very closely to see what's happening. If you want to find out more about this development and other developments in the working class movement in Venezuela, then read Green Left Weekly newspaper on the web or in paper form, and we'll keep you informed there. Also, there's been other events. Most recently, in the last couple of days, has been the conference of OPEC, the main third world oil producing countries conference, and that conference decided not to increase the price of oil, not to increase the quotas of oil, but the conference did give an opportunity for President Hugo Chavez to declare that OPEC is a banner of independence for the South, the countries of the South. It is one of the biggest developments in the history of the Third World. And the people of Latin America are determined to use it to provide liberty for themselves. That's the purpose of the oil as he sees it in Latin America. That's the purpose of the Bolivarian movement, which is sweeping Latin America and which is integrating more and more the economies of Latin America and the peoples of Latin America, and they're building a counterforce to Yankee imperialism in Latin America. This is a really important development led by Hugo Chavez. Chavez himself recently made a statement that US capitalism is like a venomous snake and that the future depends on the future of the Venezuelan revolution. He's very, very clear on that. He understands the importance of the leading role that Venezuela is playing in Latin America, and not only that, but in the Third World itself. On the other side, there have been disturbances at the University of Los Andes in Merida, in the southwest of the country. These appear to be a provocation by right-wing elements attempting to make trouble in the lead-up to the OPEC conference and to create an atmosphere of panic and violence in the lead-up to the presidential elections. A number of police apparently were wounded by, maybe there were not even students who made these provocations. So the situation in Venezuela, as always, is tumultuous. There's always turbulent events. There is always the pushing forward of the revolution on the one hand, and on the other hand, contradictions in the process, as we've seen with the problems with the trade union movement, with the UNT, and with the right-wing provocations. So we urge everyone in Australia and internationally who support Venezuela, who want to see the Bolivarian Revolution go ahead, understand its importance for Latin America and for the world and for the development, as Chavez has said, of the socialism of the 21st century. Very important to support Venezuela and to ensure that no intervention, any attempted direct intervention by the United States and its allies would be met with massive protests, and people must be aware and vigilant to support Venezuela. So that's our latest report here from downtown Caracas, and we look forward to giving you further reports. So listen in on this radio station, and this is Jim McElroy with Coral Winter signing out for this week.